Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Oh. And you could be decapitated and only be living with your head, and you have to get your tattoo right here.
I'm sorry, did you say decapitated?
Yep.
Decapitated.
Decapitated. You could be decapitated.
You salvage these and immediately going, no, I just saw him cleaning his dirty fish bucket out. I was like, there is no salvaging that.
Well, that's all I got. My bladder's now empty.
Why? Did you fill your wine glass?
All right, well, let's do this. We got 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Wow, are you serious?
No.
I was going to say, you fucking baby.
That fucking baby.
That fucking baby, man.
That baby caused an entire year to go down. 2020.
I'm telling you, that was patient fucking zero, man. Yeah. What happened is the baby gave it to Dylan on the plane. Dylan went to visit Sarah, brought it to New York, and boom.
Outbreak. Dustin Hoffman was called.
Contagion. Matthew Damon. Matt Damon. Wow, I can't believe I called him Matthew Damon. Who has called that guy Matthew Damon?
His mom?
His mom probably called him that.
Matthew Damon, you get over here.
But man...
Hello and welcome to episode 187 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
And Happy New Year, boys.
Very interested, though. He's like reading something, rubbing his whatever it is now, because he cut out the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Fucking guy who's been...
What are those, like mutton chops?
Huh?
What are those, like mutton chops?
Yeah, it's like Lemmy, you know?
Oh, wait, did you do that? Is that what you had for the cruise like back 4 years ago?
No.
No, I just had a handlebar mustache. Yeah. No, because like I always like fidget with like my chin hair. So I was like, I'm not going to the office, so fuck that. So I got tired of it and I just trimmed it off and was like, I guess I'm doing this now.
All right.
I was gonna say it looks like Lemmy's.
River floats your boat, man. But yeah, man. Happy New Year.
Indeed.
Happy New Year, boys.
We're to 2021. Oh my God, man. We finally got through 2020.
I don't hey man, I don't know if we're gonna get through 2021 at the rate we're going.
I know. That's okay. We only got like 200 episodes left in us, so.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Dylan predicted the end.
Dylan did predict the end.
See, I wish like I do wish all of like those like doomsday prophets would make predictions like that, but never for like, oh, the world's gonna end, or oh, like the Antichrist will walk the earth again on this day or whatever. Like they just would be like, yeah, Jim's DBQ's podcast ending at 288. They're gonna
Hold on, you said 388 earlier.
Oh, did I say 288? I must have been mistaken.
Oh wait, so you just cut us by 100?
Maybe. Well,
oh Jesus, Jim, what are we gonna do?
Dylan's getting tired of it. He cut a whole 100 episodes out. We got 100 left. We'll be done before this year.
Yeah, probably.
That's why I haven't got a second tattoo yet. I want to see if we make the 5 years before I do it or not.
We already did.
Or 10 years. My bad.
Oh, wait, another
wait,
five.
Oh, wait, did you just add 5 years?
Nice, yeah. No, 10 years. You make it 10 years, we're all getting tattoos.
Wait. Hold on a minute. What do you guys talk about on this thing?
What?
I don't understand it. What's the purpose?
Oh, and by the way, if any one of us can't continue or doesn't finish up the 10 years, as long as this podcast goes on 10 years, you're still obligated to get the tattoo.
Oh, so like excuse me.
Is this officially notarized as a Google document in our Google Drive?
It's in your signed contract, dude.
Okay.
I swear we triple Dutch ruddered on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Did we just like get fucked up and like make this weird, like blood pact and then have like weird, like sex magic or something one night?
Wait, remember what? That night I switched all your cards?
Dude, a blood pact.
Checked out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Remember the night I switched all your cards? Out. Oops. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just saying, he's saying blood pact. He may want to get that checked out.
No, I had to get a blood patch once.
No, I'm not talking about exchanging blood. I'm just talking about like.
Well, you got if you.
Oh,
got,
what are you trying to give yourself head now?
If you that? Got blood coming out of your penis, you might want to check.
He's like,
check
out. Wait a minute. Who explained anything about who said anything about blood coming out of penises?
Well, I said a triple Dutch rudder.
Oh no! Do you know what a blood pact is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
But I was trying to be literal, and oh my God.
My theory is remember that night I was switching Dylan's cards when we were at your place, Mike?
Yes.
That's when he signed everything.
Oh. Yeah, he probably doesn't remember.
That's all right. We videotaped it. He was in his right sound mind and body.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Paul was. It doesn't matter. Paul was like in his jacket behind him, like with Marionette or whatever.
That explains why I found all that long hair on my clothing.
Did you have long hair then? No, you didn't.
No, he did.
Yeah,
those were just his pubes.
It was his nose hair.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, if you want to see pictures of Paul's nose hair, don't forget you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram for boomerangs of Paul's nose hair flapping in the breeze, or go on Twitter to get, I don't know, just tweets? I don't know.
You can get tweets of Paul's nose hair storming the Capitol building.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's how long it is. Yeah. It's snaked in at Jim's BBQ pod.
You missed that earlier, didn't you, Jim?
I don't know if
Paul's nose hair stormed the Capitol building.
Wow. I don't know if I have a part to say now or not, because I think you guys said it.
Well, you got the email and the website.
Okay.
I know we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks, but Jesus Christ, dude.
I have no idea.
We've been doing this for 5 fucking years.
I don't know what you guys just said. So,
He said Facebook. I said Instagram and Twitter.
All right. So you could also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com. And look for our new upcoming website that is currently booked up. Being created right now by Dylan and Jim to MikeChagrin.com.
What?
Jim's BBQ 2021 off to a rousing start.
What in the fuck, dude? Are you high?
Are you talking to Dylan?
No, you.
I don't know what you're talking about. No. Like, what?
What, dude?
Oh my God.
Just pumped.
Like, God, I'm like, there's so many things that I'm concerned about today, and like Jim has just added himself to the list.
Did you get hit on the head like over the holidays?
No, I'm just putting out some what do you want to say, feels to get the juices flowing of excitement for people to check out the new website when it comes out.
Why didn't you know what to say?
You guys were like talking in code. I don't know what the fuck you were.
I was trying to do a bit. Jesus.
You guys were all like, ooby, tooby, chadooby, fooby, yabba, dooby.
I did no such thing, and neither did Mike.
We just riffed on the nose hair thing and incorporated it into the social media. Are you like fucking high? Seriously,
you guys were like talking about that, talking about nose hairs, like talking about other shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Well, I know who's not gonna be lasting and making it to 10 years on the podcast.
Still obligated to get that tattoo, I guess. So
yeah,
You won't be here to remind us, so we'll just forget.
What if Jim doesn't make it 10 years, what do we just call it? Do we just call it BBQ Pod?
No, then we get Sean on it, and it becomes Sean's BBQ Pod.
Oh. And you could be decapitated and only be living with your head, and you have to get your tattoo right here.
I'm sorry, did you say decapitated?
Yep.
Decapitated.
Decapitated. You could be decapitated.
I think you need to be caffeinated.
I drank coffee today. Maybe that's why. I never drink coffee.
Holy Christ. Well, you know it's serious when he's taking another toke because he's trying to figure out what the fuck's up with Jim.
And you guys think my brain is fucked.
Domo kitty gato, Mr. Roboto.
Come on. And don't forget, you can also go wherever you may get podcasts from and download the episodes, subscribe to the podcast, do all of those things. You can also go out to paulsnosehair.com and get the episodes.
We'll have the link on to mikechagrin.com.
Fresh from the nostril.
Fresh from the nostril.
I think Dylan's about spent. We should wrap it up.
Dude, all you've been doing is talking about ending the podcast. It's the first episode of the new year, and all Jim has wanted to do is just end the podcast.
He's in a weird mode tonight, you're, Dylan. No.
You told me earlier I better come and I better be fucking jolly, so I'm bringing it.
Wait, who said that?
You did.
No, I didn't.
I have it in my instant messenger.
He's just like, yeah, it says right here, you were like, ooby, gooby, wooby, snooby, hoo ha ha. And that means bring it on. Oh, God.
That was my hut knees. I spoke some earlier for Mike.
We did, because we were talking about the Mandalorian.
We were.
What did you guys think? I was not a big fan, really.
Loved it.
Of the second season. I didn't really like it.
It's Space Dad. Spaghetti Western in space.
I thought the first season was better.
I like the second season. I don't know if it was because of the more tie-ins, I guess. And by tie-ins, I don't mean characters. I mean, like I picture John Favreau saying, just bring me in a bunch of fucking toys from the 80s and 90s and let me play with what I want to put in this episode.
I love that John Favreau.
Yeah, I know. He's great. Definitely better than John Favreau.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, John Favreau did Iron Man, too. What was really funny is, did you see when they were jamming with Grogu and John Favreau was wearing a costume of a dwarf?
No, I missed that one. My mom got Sarah a baby Yoda. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram.
I did.
It's pretty ridiculous. I was like, really? That's his name, Grogu?
I saw that it was helping her work, and then I saw it worked too hard and needed a nap.
Yeah, he's a pain.
I have a feeling that Grogu is an extension of what Sarah's really doing at the time.
Yeah. So, like, it needing a nap is very accurate.
We mentioned her, so now she has to listen to the show.
Wait, does that still work?
No.
I doubt it.
Although, you know, it was funny. Like, she did text me out of the blue one day and was like, so I'm catching up on Jim's BBQ. And I'm like, okay, that means she's going to get about 45 minutes and pause it to do something and then forget to go back to it. And that was like, that was last year. Like, she said it and she was like laughing about, she was talking about the tattoos. And then Jim was like, you never answered my question about the tattoos.
I brought it up like 20 times.
And I answered it.
All you had to do was say TMNT. Four letters.
I did. You know what's weird? Why is Raphael the leader of the turtles in the movies?
He's not.
But like that's what it says in they were talking about it on Game Grumps, and I was like, oh, that's stupid. Leonardo's the leader, and Raphael's the fucking like pissy one that always gets mad at him and is like, I'm gonna go do my own fucking thing and then I'm gonna come back because I love you guys. But yeah, fuck you, New Yorker. Fuck you, Leo.
I don't know what movie they're talking about, but
I think it's the is Turtle Power the song by Vanilla Ice.
Go Ninja.
Go Ninja Go. That's
Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go.
I can tell you the official name of it in 1 second.
So what, for what it's worth, I
oh, Ninja Rap. That's what it is. I don't even got to look it up.
Oh, Ninja Rap. That's what it is.
I like The Mandalorian. I thought it was a. I thought that was all right.
The thing about Mandalorian, though, and it, we don't got to really get into it, but it's what I said before. There's so many stories that could be told out in this universe. Doesn't need to be Skywalker based. It doesn't have to have this huge fucking, like, whatever. A simple story with not a lot to it will fucking work. And it did.
Are you looking forward to the Boba book or whatever the hell it was?
I don't give a shit about this. I don't care about it.
See if I like it. I'm not angry like Dylan.
I just thought it was like, I don't know. Like it started, I liked the first episode, but it just like, just nothing fucking happened. And then like, I don't know, man, that's whatever. Spoiler alert. Like when Luke shows up, I was like, oh, fuck this. This is fucking stupid. This is dumb. I just was like, I don't care about all this other shit. Like, I'm like, just do a story. It's okay. You can do a story. It doesn't have to tie in. Also, where the fuck is Grogu during like the other movies? I'm assuming he just dies.
I don't know. Maybe like, he goes to Dagobah and hides out.
But like, where, like, man, if they had another Yoda, he would have come in handy during, you know, the days of Adam Driver.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe he's hidden somewhere.
Those dark troopers were cool, though. That was really cool. I thought that was like honestly maybe the coolest thing that happened in the entire season.
When he hit that button to jettison them into space, I was like, all they're gonna do is fly back. That was fucking dumb.
Yeah, they're robots. But again, they just keep pulling from the old stuff that's not canonical. I'm like, I know where the Dark Troopers are from. They're from Dark Forces. And they were fucking scary back then, too.
They reminded me out of something like out of like a Doctor Who episode.
They did have like kind of a Doctor
like Who. Like a Cybermen or something.
Well, I've never seen one of those. That? Did you guys ever see The Black Hole, the Disney movie?
Yeah.
There's like the one robot in it. They kind of look like that one robot.
I'm glad you qualified that as a Disney movie because I may have seen another one called The Black Hole. Not really.
Was that like the toilet before you put the bidet in?
Yeah, sure.
You got that movie confused. It was The Black Bung.
Oh, wait. What? Or was it The Black Bunghole?
That might have been it too.
Yeah, that could have been it. So did you all have a good holiday season?
Was it good? Yeah, it was fine. Okay. Yeah, just, you know, it got a little hectic by the end with work, but then, you know, got to see my mom eventually.
I mean, I felt like it was a little more subdued than normal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I got to say, like, New Year's was a bit odd. I mean, I had a good New Year's actually. Liz and I helped her a little bit, but she mostly did it. She made a lovely steak dinner. We grilled steaks outside on the charcoal grill, and she made some mushrooms to go along with those, and had some shrimp cocktail. It was awesome, man.
Liz, good steak.
It was delicious, man. I tell you. And then it was weird, though. I don't know if you guys watched it or not, but watching the Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve.
Oh, no.
I know that might not be like a thing that maybe you watch, Dylan. It might be a little too, I don't know, on point for you.
I was going to go with lame.
I was trying to, yeah, lame or maybe a little too mainstream type. But I like to, you know, traditionally watch, see the ball drop in New York City. But it was a little weird to see with, like, nobody there. Like, it was almost like, I mean, they had like some first responders that they invited, and that was great and everything, but it looked like something out of like a post-apocalyptic kind of New Year's Eve, like, just because it was so empty. It was so comical though to watch it and be like, see like two like competing networks in like the same general area filming at the same time. Like, you could see a camera crew from one of the other networks filming in the background of the shot that like ABC was using. It was kind of amusing. But very odd, very strange. How about you, Jim?
Really didn't do anything. Just kicked it. Yeah, everybody pretty much canceled everything, which was fine with me. So no running around, all relaxing. It was nice.
Good. Good. Of course, Liz's birthday was on the 3rd, a few days ago. So we celebrated that a little bit. Again, a little subdued. But I did have a story out of that happened the other day. We went to a local Asian grocery store and picked up some stuff. I had gotten her an air fryer for Christmas. So we picked up some dumplings to make in the air fryer and a few other things. And
dumplings.
Picked up some snacks, like some potato chips and whatnot to try out. And one of the other things that I picked out to try was in the ramen section. I picked up some called yakisoba noodles.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Those are good.
And they're ones where I don't know if you've ever made them, Dylan, or not, but you put like the hot water in and you let it sit for like a couple minutes, and then you're supposed to strain the water out.
Okay. Yeah.
So I took it, was a like a rectangular package. I took it to work, and we have like a nice like one of those coffee machines with like the hot water.
A Keurig.
Not a Keurig, but you can dispense the hot water out of the coffee machine. So I'm like, I'll just use that. So I fill it to the line, and I put the lid back on the noodles, and I let it sit for a couple minutes. I do a couple other things while I'm waiting for it, just sitting there. There's on the lid of the noodles, there was like a couple of holes that you poke with like a chopstick, and you poke a hole in there, and then that's what you use to drain the water out.
Yep.
So I push down on the lid, I poke the holes, and I go to the sink and I go to dump the water out. Wouldn't you know, like all of a sudden, like the lid just comes right off, and I managed to dump all of the noodles into the sink.
Just like, so you basically, it just threw up.
Yeah. And
so Mike was out of lunch.
I was out of lunch, out of luck, out of lunch. And there was no like recovering it either.
No.
I was like, I can't eat this. Like I can't put it back into the container and just eat it.
No, right? No, it's the community sink.
Right. Right. Well, not only that, like some people might actually consider doing that. Right.
It would depend on what it is. If it was like an apple, you know, that would be okay. Like something that you could wash off, you know, maybe you wouldn't do this normally, but you could hit it with a soap to be able to get the soap off. But like, you know, if I'm pulling out my ham sandwich and it just like fucking launches into the sink, like, nah, man, sorry.
Yeah. So to concrete the decision home to not eat those noodles, what had occurred just before I went to drain the water out was that the CEOs of the company have like a fish tank that they have in their offices that are kind of like conjoined, like they have doorways out into the hall, But then they also have a doorway between the two of them, and there's like a fifth tank like on a common wall of the two offices. And they have a guy that comes in periodically to service the fish tank.
Yeah.
He had just finished cleaning the fish tank and was cleaning out his bucket that he was using to clean the fish tanks with into that same sink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, even the brief thought of me going, can I salvage these? And immediately going, no, I just saw him cleaning his dirty fish bucket. I was like, there is no salvaging this.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. So did you wind up getting any more?
What, the noodles? No, like that, I just bought one package of it to try it. I ended up running up to Wegmans and getting something for lunch automatically, like, or alternatively, like I just, you know, ran, grabbed my keys and my jacket and just ran out to Wegmans and grabbed something to have for lunch that day. But yeah.
Well, do you still want to try them?
Oh, definitely. I mean, not that particular serving of them, but yeah. I'll get another package of them and try them.
I think what you have to do is you have to like just tilt the water out as opposed to like.
I'm wondering maybe not rely on the poked holes and maybe just kind of use almost like the use like the lid as like a strainer, like in a different manner.
Yeah, because that's what like some of the fan like some of the other ones like you do is like you fill it up with water, and then if you're supposed to dispose of the water, you just like tilt it out a little bit.
Some of the ones I've seen, this one actually, I mean, the whole lid was removable, like before you drained out. Like it was like a rectangular shape, and it had like a plasticky kind of lid on the top.
Well, mm-hmm.
I've seen what the other ones do is like it's like one of the round ones, and like you have like the paper top.
Yeah,
you only open it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Holes are on the opposite side from where you opened it.
Yeah.
But you're not dumping from the same side that you opened.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, man, fucking instant noodles, like the good ones, they're cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah. So it was just kind of like a little comical thing that occurred. I thought, I was like, man, it was pretty funny. I was like, you know, you just, at the time, you're just like, son of a bitch. You know, I didn't really feel like running out to get something. That's why I brought them.
I made
a concerted effort to actually have, you know, something to eat, you know, with me. And then that fucking happens. And you're like, oh, God damn it. you can't help but laugh at something like that, though. It's just, is what it is, right?
Yeah. Definitely been there a couple of times. But losing my nudes.
I'm just picturing Jim going, oh, Liz, I dropped my noodles.
Mike swore.
You are in such a weird place tonight, man.
He said GD.
What?
What the fuck?
He said GD?
Michael said GD.
God damn?
Yeah. Did you like find Jesus like during the holidays?
I mean, he's behind my couch. I found him. He was there. He's chilling. He's like, what's up, bro? I was like, what's up, JC?
So do you guys remember previously like coming down to visit?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was that long ago?
No, I do. you know, the last time we came out was over a year ago. It was in November.
Yeah.
November of 2019.
Yes.
But go on, Dylan.
Well, anyway, you recall that the in your travels down here in the year of our Lord 2019, we stopped by in Hackensack, New Jersey quite a bit. Went there for elementary.
And the sack.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that.
Favorite restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to say that like the downtown part of Hackensack is being rebranded as just that, the sack.
Yeah, that's what the mural said.
Yeah, but now it's like fully in effect. Like it is like the sack. And
wait. The area is fully embracing the sack.
Yes, the area has fully embraced the sack.
They're grabbing the sack.
They grabbed the sack.
By its horns?
I was going to say, that's pretty ballsy of them.
What's that, Jim?
That's pretty ballsy of them.
Oh, boo. I'm joking.
God damn, that was funny, Jim.
But yeah, I'm just like, really? We have to call it the sack? Like, does nobody... I mean, I'm assuming it's like Tony Soprano calling his boat the Stugats, which just means essentially the same thing.
I mean, it's really only one more syllable. Right? Hackin' or the?
Actually, when you think about it, maybe they do just want to call it the sack, because hackin' the sack, that sounds like kind of, I don't know, sounds a little painful to me. Oh man, just been sitting here hacking the sack.
That sounds like Urban Dictionary.
I wonder if that is on the Urban Dictionary.
That sounds like something that maybe the Beer Whisperer might do.
I heard he's moving to where you live, Dylan.
The sack? Beer Whisperer's moving to the sack? Mm-hmm. So are you upset that they're referring to it now as the sack?
I wouldn't say I'm upset. I mean, Jim is like, you're upset, but like, I'm just like, really? We got like, it just, I don't know. It just seems so weird. Dumb. And like, it's not like, oh, this is like this certain area of, you know, New York, or this is Harlem and this is, you know, Brooklyn. This is the East Village. This is, I guess, more like in Manhattan. It's like, oh, this is the East Village. This is the West Village. This is Hell's Kitchen and, like, you know, Midtown. It's like, all right, that all, like, makes sense. And, like, those are cool names. And then it, the sack. Like,
I'd be like, Boken. You want to go down to Boken?
Oh, like, instead of Hoboken?
Yeah.
Bogan. That's what like Australian people call stupid people. They just call them bogans. It's a great word.
Could you maybe hit the sack at the travel lodge?
Because Hackin. I wonder what. All right, I'm gonna look up Hackensack on Urban Dictionary. And oops, I spelled it wrong.
Is the Urban Dictionary like a user based?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Almost
yeah.
Like Wikipedia in a sense.
Yeah, this the top definition for Hackensack was added by KLSDFJLSG. Unless it's what, yeah. Hackensack is basically a big city with 43,000 or more people. It has a high school population of about 2,000 students or more. The upper part is the rich section, and the downtown part is the ghetto part. That part has drugs and gangs. That's where the project's at. You know, that's a very that is a very Urban Dictionary definition.
But you're looking more so for like a, not a definition of the town itself, but like you're looking for like somebody using it as like something else other than almost maybe a euphemism or a just alternative definition.
Oh man, this is like this hacky sack, to play with one sack in the most sexual way possible. This was added by Blackie Chan. Oh my god. Ah, the internet.
Gotta love it.
So
so I mean, are we supposed to, like, when we travel there, Like, are we supposed to refer to it as the sack from now on?
I mean, what I'm now picturing is you're gonna drive down. You're gonna meet up with me and Sarah and Kit at like her place, and then you're gonna be like, "All right, guys, let's go to the sack, yeah." And we're just gonna be like,
I mean, when I do a search for like a hotel on like Travelocity, do I just put the sack, comma NJ?
Yes.
Okay. When I put it into the Waze app, for my drive down, do I just put this like, you know, Holiday Inn Express, comma the sack, comma NJ?
What if you like, oh man, don't Google it. You might get something questionable.
Don't Google the sack.
No, don't Google the sack. Don't do that.
Too late.
Yeah, don't, I don't know. Just fucking dumb. So
don't Google the sack. Don't.
Yeah, there were a couple other funny things.
Don't fondle it either.
Well, there was one funny thing that happened, but then there was.
Can I look at it on Parler?
At your own risk. There was one funny thing that happened, and then this didn't like happen specifically, but I thought it would captivate your guys' minds. But so when we were at my mom's place for New Year's, on New Year's Day for, you know, New Year's Christmas, you know, we're sitting around and talking or whatever. And have you guys watched Community?
A little bit, not much.
Do you know like the one actor on it, Danny Pudi?
I've seen the whole series.
Okay. I forget what his character's name is.
Yeah. Abed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's on Larry King, and Larry King asks him, he's just, and it's like, it's just like an absurd interview because, he's like, what means the most to you in life? You know, what's a luxury you can't live without? And he's like, oh, coffee. And he's like, coffee's not a luxury. You know, he's like, nicely, he's like, nice socks. That's, you know, he's saying all this shit. And I'm like, oh man, Larry King is so far removed from life. And my mom goes, please, he's been dead a couple years now. Come on, Dylan. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, Larry's been dead for a few years. He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Wait, your mom thought that Larry King was dead?
So I don't even bother to fact check this. I just am like, oh, okay, whatever. We just rolled with it. Then the next day, come to find out that Larry King has contracted coronavirus.
Wow.
So I'm like, so my mom is like, I know. I feel a little guilty. I'm like, dude.
But I think he's since recovered from it.
Yeah, I do believe he has recovered. But I was like, oh my God, mom, if Larry King dies because of COVID, it's going to be because of you.
Wait, was she the one that also broke the news about Tanya Roberts dying and not dying?
No, actually, I didn't even. I was going to text her about that just because it, I don't know, it seemed like something that would like just blow her mind. But like, that was pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah. She's like, dying, not dying, and then died.
Yeah.
Or I said dying. She died, but didn't die, and then died.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like premature announcement, I guess.
Yeah.
What were and you then like, about? and then like, what I saw, like, what Ashton Kutcher was just like, what did he do? Did he call up Topher Grace and he was just like, dude, Tanya's not dead, dude. She's still alive, man. He was like, you know, that's how he talks. Like, it's like, oh, and Topher's like, what? No, they all said she died. No. I'm telling you, she's not dead. Now she's dead, but she wasn't dead.
I was so confused. Like, hearing that news. And the troubling thing about it is I can't remember the last time I heard her name.
Yeah.
Like in the media or anything.
It sounded like Kathy was responding to you.
Oh, it's like, what do you got? Like a conference going on over there?
Fucking cat.
How salty he was.
Fucking he cat. Closes the door all friggin' day.
What is he, a fucking velociraptor? Like, he just did it again. That was amazing timing.
Come here.
Oh my god, he just did it again.
With his mind.
Shit, I was hoping Jim would look back.
Oh my god, that is a freaking huge cat, man. But you look like you're playing it on like you're like in an on like a medieval band.
Expert level Guitar Hero.
Wow, wow, yes, look at me, bitches.
That's like that those images of the people
playing the slug guitars, but
playing slugs, yeah. So your mom's just killing celebrities off, huh?
Hands down, one of the best like internet blogs ever. Just like one of the best like creations ever. But yeah, that was wild. That was fucking crazy. I was we had a good laugh about it. I did anyway. I don't know why, but like I just was like, oh, I guess maybe he was dead.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, dude, it was a Mandela effect.
Mandela effect.
What's funny is I thought Mandela was dead.
It was like when they announced like that one Punisher movie and they said Microchip was going to be in it. I was just like, who the fuck are they going to get to play Microchip? Wayne Knight? And then it was just like the next day, Wayne Knight has been cast as Microchip. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Have you ever said to yourself, God, I need a vacation, but where the fuck would I go? The Tahiti Village is probably for you.
What is this?
And I don't have a lot of time. Located just 40 gorgeous miles off the Las Vegas Strip, Tahiti Village is a paradise.
Is that really her? Paragon.
It's just like Tahiti, but what the fuck would you know? You've never been to Tahiti. Right? Now, you might say to me,
no, that's not her.
What about the flavors am I going to be tasting?
And I'll say this. Just a dude in drag.
I'm talking about food, if you're confused. We're talking fresh cracked crab. We're talking flaky ham, creamy chicken, buttery, pillowy steaks. It's all there at Tahiti Village. Have you ever said to yourself, I don't know what the fuck.
Oh my god, dude. Was this made on like fucking Windows Movie Maker? Dude, that was awesome. I wonder how much they got paid. So I don't know exactly how this got brought up, given what this is about, but and I think actually Sarah like was telling me about this a while ago. It was like weird medical things, and then she brought it up or something like that. I don't remember, but this report came out recently, and I'm just going to read this little entry, this little report here about this very weird thing that happened. And this is by Joseph P. Myers. Don't we know a Joseph P. Myers? Or like a Joe Myers from The View Askew? Maybe you don't.
That name sounds familiar.
I think you would know who he is if I...
That name sounds so freaking familiar. Okay, well, why... I don't know why that name. I know I've seen it before.
He was on the board. I don't know who he was, but, like, he's a nice guy. He was on... I don't know. I think he was on... You can cut this out. I think he was on an episode of like, Maxwell's podcast, like, way back.
Oh, okay.
But anyway... All right, so
this is my cast.
I'm not going to read the title. I'm just going to read it. It's pretty short. So this is by Joseph P. Myers, MD. More than 30 years have passed since I published my observations as a parentheses unofficial consultant in infectious diseases. Since that time, the number and nature of such consultations has flourished rather than diminished, despite my warning to each caller that I really needed to see the patient to make an appropriate recommendation. Others have published their experiences with unofficial consultations and made many astute observations about such care or vehemently opposed such terminology and care based on grammatical and professional grounds. Perhaps the most notable offspring of the practice of curbside consultation is antimicrobial stewardship, because I don't think I said that correctly. Antimicrobial stewardship, because such a practice is data-driven, primarily from the review of cultures, sensitivities, and clinical scenarios, and does not include the use of an individual history and physical examination in making recommendations for a patient's care. A few years ago, I encountered my most interesting and memorable curbside consultation. I thought that I should bring it to the attention of my infectious disease colleagues who may or may not have been aware of either its name or its practice. One afternoon, I was called by one of my critical care medicine colleagues who was seeing patients in the intensive care unit of an outlying hospital. I remember vividly how the conversation went. "Joe, do you know what decanting is?" I replied that I did and proceeded to start talking about when and why one decants wine. He replied, "No, no, no. I mean human wine decanting." At which point I was speechless. He then described the history of a young man who had been asked to see in consultation that morning. The patient was in his early 20s, admitted to the ICU with pyelonephritis, a septic shock, and positive blood cultures for acrobic gram negative bacilli, subsequently identified as Escherichia coli, I guess E. coli. When my colleague obtained a detailed history from the patient described decanting as the process by which at Now here's where it gets fucking crazy. At a party for men having sex with men, he would go to a back room, self-catheterize his urinary bladder, drain out all of the urine, fill his bladder with wine, usually red wine, remove the catheter, and then return to the party and fill guests' empty wine glasses from his penis with the wine sequestered in his bladder. He noted that he always received generous cash tips for such guest services. He would then refill his bladder and repeat the same technique throughout the evening. My back is starting to hurt as I'm like reading this. A few days after his most recent decanting party, he was admitted to the ICU for the problem noted above. He was initially treated with intravenous piperacillin tazobactam until clinically better and no longer bacteremic. He was discharged on medication to complete 2 weeks of therapy. It is not known if he continued the practice of human wine decanting after this complication. A PubMed search revealed no scientific publications related to the practice of human decanting. A Google web search reveals some hits, the most significant of which is the Urban Dictionary's definition of decanting. Another Google reference was even more descriptive. I guess I'll look those up. The author wishes to alert all infection. All right, whatever. So then he just like, he basically says this is bad and not good for you. So that blew my fucking mind. Mike is speechless.
I don't get it.
That's crazier than the cat eating the fucking beans and shitting them out or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the coffee beans?
Yeah. The cat shit beer.
There's that. There's the one I remember seeing it on. There was a TV show that was it Dogfish Head did it, where they had the people doing the chichi beer, where they would chew those chichi beans or whatever and then spit the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made that like many times. That's disgusting. Why?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be good for your body, and obviously it's not.
And Did you say he was filling a glass for them, or were they just drinking right from the nozzle?
So to speak. No, I believe it said that he was just filling up the glasses.
Okay.
Oh, man. Like, look, I don't want to kink shame anybody, obviously, but like, that's not good for your health. Like, and obviously, I was just like, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, human decanting. Sounds like something that would happen in Vegas.
Maybe Tanya Roberts knew about it in Tahiti Village.
That's just fucking disgusting. Like, what
Tahiti Village?
No. I just
dude, the next time we get together, I'm just gonna take like an actual piss in people's cups and just be like, I'm human decanting for you.
Maybe.
Wait, that's one of them things, like, who was in a room together and brought this up and thought it'd be a fucking good idea?
Maybe bring it up to Mott.
But you know what? Seriously, like, think back.
We're doing some human decanting tonight. Here you go. Drink up. You're the first.
Dude, I bet you Mott doesn't know what human decanting is, and if, like, I told him what human decanting was, he would probably, like, not be able to stop laughing. Because, like... Dude, I remember when I told him like about the wolf story, like the whole weekend I would say wolf and he would just start laughing.
Yeah, wolf.
Yeah, wolf. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, wolf. Anyway, yeah, what were you saying, Mike?
I don't know.
Like, no, oh yeah, you were.
Like, could you imagine, like, a long time ago, like, without technology and all this stuff, like, the first couple people that were sitting around and decided to crack a fucking chicken egg open and eat it?
And then the other one was like, oh, you could crack that open and eat it, or you could put it up your butt.
Or, like, fried it, like, grill, like, made it hot. I mean, like, just, did you ever think of- What made somebody do that?
And then the other caveman was like, "What if you just take the whole chicken and put it up your butt?" I don't know. I've often
thought about that. Like, how do we figure out like that was the good thing to do?
Right. Well, because people didn't die from it. That's how.
Or was it like trial and error? You think?
Yeah. That's like some berries. That's why they stayed away from them, because people died. Oh, don't eat those.
Why? Oh, because my cousin Lester ate some and he died. You don't want to be like cousin Lester. Now it's like, now these blueberries, these are pretty good. The next day, oh, don't eat those blueberries. Why? Oh, my cousin Pete ate them and died. But what about Lester? No. Lester ate the berries that kill you right away. Pete ate the ones that kill you a day later. So don't eat those berries. Don't eat the green berries or the blueberries. What about the red berries? Haven't tried those yet because I'm scared of what happens with the green berries and the blueberries. And then, like, the town asshole shows up. What about these berries in my sack?
What about the berries I fermented into a wine and it's now in my bladder? You want to try that out?
Oh, God, it's horrifying. It sounds like something from a fucking John Waters movie.
It sounds like something like from like the way that maybe wine would have been served in the movie Pilgrim.
Oh my God, dude, you're so right. Just like, I can totally see him just being like, now please bring the human decanter.
We are all so grateful. Sean would have liked that part.
They could, like, I don't know who it would have been, just like somebody else, and it's like they're like set up like a statue.
I'm thinking the big guy that got killed. If he didn't get killed, he could have been the human decanter, because his bladder would have been big enough to like fill all the glasses.
Oh my God, this is making me so sick. Dude, it's so nasty.
We're all so grateful.
Oh, God. God, and like with the alcohol and like just the acidity of like why it would hurt so much.
I don't get it.
And the guy's pupils have like turned like a nice little shade of purple from the wine. Because that's what it does, you know. I mean, it's a movie.
Oh, God. It's like, you know, there's like that. I'm just going to look it up.
I just kind of want to say, gobble, gobble, motherfucker. I know that's a different movie, but I kind of had it in my head to say. Oh, by the way, I did find out that Tanya Roberts actually did do an infomercial for Tahiti Village. She co-starred in an infomercial with her and Alan Thicke.
Hmm.
In case you guys were wondering.
Just to, like, put a capper on human decanting. Like, it's just like that line in Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum is like, yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should. God. All right. Is that what we're going to call this episode, right? Human decanting.
Sounds good to me.
Well, that's all I got. My bladder is now empty.
Why? Did you fill your wine glass?
Yeah.
Or you just pee under the desk now while you're recording like your 17 different podcasts that you're on?
No, I take this long green straw and I put it into my penis and then I fill it up.
Huh. So, Jim sounded a little bit excited for this next thing today, Dylan.
Not anymore.
Why?
Because you made me hate it.
What?
You're mean to me.
How are we any meaner to you than normal?
I didn't say you and Dylan. I said you.
I meant we like myself. Yeah.
No, you're not. You just guys just confused me at the beginning. I haven't recovered. That's all.
Do we have to talk about nose hairs again?
No, hopefully please not. No.
It seems like nose hair topics confuse Jim.
Maybe that's exactly. Maybe that's my kryptonite. We'll have to try it out again.
We'll put that in the back pocket and keep that in mind for someday in the future and see what happens. Someday when Dylan trims his nose hairs into a handlebar mustache.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if, like, someone's nose hairs just got so long they just sort of, like...
And you just started, like, forming them into shapes.
I'm like, it's like I have one, like, mustache and then I have, like, another one coming down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it like an age thing, Jim? And I don't know if you like. Have you started having like those weird like instances where like one single hair will come out of your nostril and be
like this long?
Yeah,
dude, it happens to me. I hate it. Yeah. I hate dealing with nose hair.
And it just,
I had one on my arm once, and it was like right here. And like overnight, like it was all curled up, and I pulled it, and it was like that long. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I get one on my leg, like this long white hair, but like the white hairs are like they're like really thin, like they're like so loose, and then it's just odd. Although, like, I remember another time, like sometimes you get like the weird hairs that grow, and they're like thick, they're like. And those are always kind of strange. But yeah, man, just like the nose hairs, like, oh, they're fucking pain in the ass to deal with.
Yeah, they are. I know I've seen like where like you can get like the little tiny.
Yeah, I have one.
To go up there to like cut the. Or
trim them. Yeah. I recently got one. I love it.
Yeah, I have one. I use it. Yeah. But like I usually just go. I have like the round tip scissors.
That's what I got. Oh, no, not round tip scissors.
No,
I have like. No, no, no. I'm talking like one that's like a. It's motorized, right?
Yeah, so, I have one.
It's awesome. I put it in, I'm like.
Yeah, I usually do that, and then like sometimes it doesn't get everything, so you just do a little quick trim with the scissors. You just gotta be careful. None of that tweezer nonsense, unless it's like one that's just like super long. Then that fucker's got
tweezer my nose. It feels good because it gets rid of all the little things down here. Like the first time I did it, I was like, oh,
dude, it's honestly insane how much like hair grows in your nose.
When I did the thingy or whatever, I just do like around the bottom.
Yeah,
like, I don't stick it up my nose.
Yeah, Jim, that's what I was thinking, was like the motorized trimmer, like you were saying you have, right? Yep. You just trim like
the bottom of the nose.
The bottom of the nostril, like just mm-hmm. you know, just inside it. You don't go too far up. You're not like poking your brain with the damn thing, right?
Correct. Yep. You go in real deep to a different orifice.
Oh. You can use it for other things then, huh? Or does Kathy do that for you?
Wow. You could, but I don't know about sticking it up your nose and then putting it other places. But there's a ear trimmer attachment.
I mean, some of those guys that like the Jankum, like our buddy Steve, he might like that feature.
Wow.
Jim, you know what it's time for? Yeah.
What's that?
Jim, do you know what? You know what? I can't talk. Jim.
Wooby dooby wooby gooby woo-da-hoo.
Say, Jim, do you know what time it is for?
What time is it, Mike?
Oh, it's time to tell you some true facts. And they're true.
Oh, they're damn true.
So, Dylan, I think this one maybe just is right in your wheelhouse, and you'll either know this already or you'll find it incredibly fascinating. Did you know that 1 in 50 Americans that have been executed for murder have the middle name Wayne?
Like, so, wait, say this again?
Like John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah. One in 50 Americans that have been executed for murder have the middle name Wayne, or had the middle name Wayne.
That's 2%. That's fucked up.
Jim, this might go. Did you know that, Dylan?
Nope.
No. Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Jim, this might be something that you'd be interested in knowing. 1 in 50 Americans claim to have been abducted by aliens.
Wow. Sammy.
Yeah.
There's my 1 in 50.
Yeah. And there's probably a few that maybe we have in mind that we know personally that have been abducted by aliens.
I was going to say you, Mike, but I didn't really want to point out that you were an alien lizard person.
Whoa. Hold on, though. If I already am an alien, then why would I have been abducted by aliens?
Because you might have been abducting people.
No, but if I'm doing the abducting, that means I haven't been abducted.
Right. I was just saying I was going to bring you up, but I didn't want to implicate you.
Wow. This is weird. Did you know that it's 14% more likely that you die on your birthday than any other day?
I wonder what that is. Like, just because you go out and do something normally, or the stakes are higher for everything, like driving, drinking.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, maybe.
It's interesting. Very interesting on that one.
Oranges and lemons smell different due to chemically identical molecules that are mirror images of each other. An orange is really just a left-handed lemon.
It's a what?
It says an orange is really just a left-handed lemon.
How? Why? I don't get it.
It's the opposite, I think, I guess.
They're just saying, like, basically the molecules are identical, but they're mirrored. It's just,
yeah. So that's why you get the differing.
Yeah. And that's why you get the different flavors and smells, I guess. Dylan, did you know that moon dust actually smells like gunpowder?
Oh, that's weird.
That is pretty weird.
I would have figured that would be right up your alley. Like,
I love that smell.
The smell of moon dust or gunpowder?
Oh, moon dust sounds like the new drug.
Yeah.
Moon dust sounds like a band that you like.
Oh, wow. It totally does. Yeah, man. I'm going to start a fucking doom metal band called Moon Dust.
We're Moon Dust. We're from Ithaca, New York.
See, I don't even need to like get a band. I can just do it.
Oh.
I'm gonna smoke some moon dust right now.
I liked the picture that Jim shared of you the other day of you
rocking out
in the car.
That was from one Sarah.
We were listening to the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack, and I was jamming out to the Limp Bizkit song because it's pretty fucking catchy, actually.
It was so what's one of those pictures they call it?
Kodak moment?
No, like a candid. It was a candid photo of you, like where like you may have not even been aware that she was taking the picture.
Oh so no, I was very aware.
Oh, I thought she caught you like in a moment of like a moment of zen, if you will.
Oh no. That
I honestly, you know, like sometimes those are the best pictures. Is like I feel sometimes when I pose for a picture, I end up like just awkward. But like if someone like catches me like in a like a good moment, it's more natural.
Well, I'd say you're half right, given that some of those pictures of you look pretty goddamn dumb.
Oh my god, there's so many that are so fucking bad,
dude. I have taken so many pictures of you where like you just are like. Like just there's one from when we were in Ocean City where like I'm like sitting on your knee and there's like other people shot and you can just see yourself in the back and like you're covered up and you just see like this and you're like you just are like like you just look evil.
There's one in another one in Jersey, like I think in Edison where like I'm wearing like a hockey jersey and I just,
oh yeah, like, it's the one where you're like woo, and yeah, I'm like, this picture's funny. And then I took a picture immediately after, and it's just you, like, and you're like, and then you comment and go, "I like this one better," and like, before I got to know you, I'm just like, "What's Mike's deal?" He's like, "Ha ha," and then he just gets really like, "I'm like, does he have like mood swings like every 10 seconds?" Well, you know, come to find out, like, no, I just don't really know Mike that
you
well.
You just capture the worst moments.
You're like, dude, with the camera, stop. And now you're just like, selfie stick.
That way I'm in control.
That's true.
What's funny is it's literally like, I haven't used it in a while, but it's right here.
Oh, do you use that to decant your penis?
Now that you mention it.
Is that your extendo rod so you can do far reaches?
Now that you mention it? No, I don't.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, these both are kind of interesting. And the first one is did you know that a typical microwave oven uses more electricity keeping its digital clock on standby than it does heating food?
Wow.
That's pretty fucked up.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So microwaves should just not have digital clocks in them, and we would like eliminate a like, whole lot of...
Like 20 years ago, okay, but what do we need a fucking digital clock on our fucking microwaves for?
Yeah, you have it on, you have like your phone, like it's on your, you wouldn't need it on your stove either.
Yeah. I love when people are like, I'm not letting anybody fucking track me. Hey, can I use your phone real quick? Yeah, here you go. I just don't get it.
Never mind like everything else that is like tracking you that you, if you have a car, you have a license plate on the car. The license plate is registered to you.
Dude, like TVs, get them like to get like apps working, you have to like have a code sent to your phone to get it like linked up with an account. Like this, yeah. You have to be like 100% like basically off the grid.
Yeah.
And there's some people that do it, but yeah. It's hard to now. So,
and one final one, Dylan. As you're well aware, I cannot get enough of our good friend, the Corn Creeper.
Oh boy, I was just listening to that the other day.
the Corn Creeper is just, he just keeps coming back with, I mean, there's more and more that we find out. Yeah.
More corn.
Well, he's, it's interesting to find this stuff out and maybe how we can write it into the scripts about the Corn Creeper. Did you know as it grows, sweet corn makes a squeaking noise like two balloons rubbing against each other?
Hmm. That would be really weird if you were like walking through a cornfield and you just heard like,
that was a good good sound effect.
Oh my god, that like really tickled.
But yes, and I could just imagine that happening and the Corn Creeper just go, oh baby, I'm getting bigger.
Oh, like that's like his fucking little corn boner growing, and like you just hear little, like little squeaky noises. The little
cocktail corn.
Yeah, like he's getting hard and he's like, oh man, I'm getting, instead of getting hard, he'd be like, I'm getting stuck.
Yeah. Perhaps that could be the case.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Man, what'd we say? $3,700, Dylan.
$3,500.
Or $3,500 in a dream. Maybe we could get...
I gotta get to draw in the Corn Creeper.
Maybe we could get your band from Ithaca to play it.
They could do like the soundtrack, Moondust. Yeah. Soundtrack by Moondust.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just gonna write them into the movie. I'm just gonna have the band killed by the Corn Creeper.
The Corn Creeper?
Yeah.
You could.
What was that you brought up that Dylan was like, or you said that'd be an awesome band name?
Moondust.
Moondust, yeah, that is pretty good. I want to smell some now.
Don't do that, Jim. You'll get high, and then you're gonna be like, "Oh my god, man!" And like Dylan's watch looks so fucking weird, and I have to fart so bad.
I'm never gonna do that again. Wait, can I get a one hitter instead? I picked the wrong week to give up sniffing glue.
Yeah, right? I definitely did.
I picked the wrong week to stop drinking during the week.
Oh, is that your New Year's resolution?
I just decided to... Well, here's the thing. I definitely put on a little bit of weight during this whole COVID thing. Decided I'm going to maybe eat a little healthier and kick back into doing my DDP yoga. Oh, just nice. I actually did a workout like right after I got home tonight.
Oh, nice. I have been very inactive.
Little 20-minute workout. Worked up a good sweat. Got the heart rate up. It was good, man. It's good stuff. And it's only like you do it like 3 days a week, man. It's easy peasy.
Oh, that's not too bad.
DDP yoga.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, you gotta love the DDP yoga. It's good stuff.
It's me. It's DDP.
Dude, you even do the diamond cutter during the exercise.
I mean, dude, you'd have to.
No, you really do. It's part of the thing.
No, I'm saying even if you didn't, you would have to.
Yeah.
Like when you were done with your workout, you'd have to do it or something.
It's a good stretch, man. It stretches out like your back and stuff. And oh my god, you feel so good after you do that. You get take a like a really deep breath in, you reach back and do the bang, and then you hulk up and oh man, you feel so good. I'm not even joking, man. It's good. It feels good. I like it.
I was thinking recently about trying to do some yoga just to see if it helped.
It does, man. You should get the DDPY yoga. You can even do it on your phone, I think, now. You can get the app. Yeah. I'm old school. I have the DVDs.
I wouldn't have anything to even play it in.
I know. You don't have a CD player.
No DVD player, no CD player.
That fucking blew my mind, dude.
You don't even have like a Blu-ray player or anything now?
Nope.
Wow. Look at you.
No need for them. I haven't had either one for years.
Wow. I remember, like, the last time I was over, you had the whole, like, media center thing on your television. And you were watching the, you could watch the movies off of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Right on, man.
Plus, if I want a movie to buy it, it goes into my digital account online.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember you showing me that. Yeah.
Yep. If not, you can rent movies right from there, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get out of here for tonight, guys? I think this was a fun little time together and had some good laughs.
Yeah, enjoyed the just shooting the shit at the beginning. It's nice catching up.
He threw everything away. His Blu-ray player, his CD player, his Bachman Turner Overdrive CD.
His Walkman.
Actually, it's at my parents' house.
Skip is listening to that
shit. He does listen to it.
Look, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, Jimmy, how come you guys can't play the rock and roll like BTO? You guys would be huge.
We now have a voice for Skippy.
Jimmy, I really like that BTO. They're so good, and the singer is so sexy.
I like it when your father gives me the BTO. You know what I mean?
The bacon, tomato, and onion sandwich. And he wears a skelly cap. He looks good in it. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy?
Nothing else.
Just the skelly.
Now let's go down to the sack and get a drink on.
God, you know who... Dude, you know who he looks like? He's
ready to like fucking go like shake somebody down for money.
Do you know who he? You know what he looks like? Did you ever see that movie, The Departed?
Yeah.
Do you remember Jack Nicholson's like right hand guy, Ray Winston's dude? he's like, there are men you can hit, and there's men you can't hit, and unfortunately, he's one of those men you can't hit.
I was gonna say like maybe like a little bit like Uncle Paulie. Like from the Rocky movies?
Yeah, I could see it. Or like a little bit of Tony Soprano.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. He'd be just like a side guy. All you need is like a tracksuit.
No, you know he's like from The Godfather.
They started selling them tracksuits again.
Well, that's unfortunate.
You know, thinking, you know, back about like Vashel and stuff like that, and you mentioned the tracksuits. The thing I was most disappointed about was the one year when
he looks like Luca Brasi from the Godfather.
The one year when we stopped up at the outlet mall on the way up to Canada, and we were going to go to the Zubaz store.
Oh yeah,
and we missed it by like 2 weeks. It had closed.
Yep.
Oh, God, that sucked. I was so pissed. I really just wanted to rock Zubaz all weekend long. That would have been boss, man.
It would have been.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we get out of this episode for tonight? But before we do, don't forget, you can check out all of our nose hairs out at Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod, just so I make sure Jim understands me this time.
You can also send us an email at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.dylansass.com or www.jimsbbqpod.com
or www.mikechagrin.com.
There's no www in front of Mike Chagrin. It's just mikechagrin.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can also get the episodes wherever you may get podcasts from, whether that
wherever
be
you may roam.
Wherever you may roam, yes. And get podcasts and subscribe to them and review them. Check the podcast out right there, wherever you go, on your phone or iPhone, or if you download them to MP3 and burn them to CD and play them on the non-existent CD player at Jim's apartment. I don't know how you would burn them if there's no CD player, but I digress.
Mm-hmm. Well, Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where all our alcohol is fresh and from vendors, never human decantered.
Oh, I thought you were going to say where all of our drinks are freshly human decantered.
No. Nobody wants that shit. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where all our alcohol is real and never human decantered.
I think it's decanted.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we will gladly, and I mean gladly, trim your nose hairs.
That's a good one. What was the big one in the Great Outdoors?
Is that like,
what was the big steak he had to eat? The John Candy had to eat it. What was it called? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
I somewhat do.
Was it the 96er? Yeah, the old 96er. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where if you can eat the old 96er, we'll shave your ass hairs with a nose trimmer.
Huh.
Oh my God.
We'll shave your ass hairs with Jim's nose trimmer.
I was going to say Dylan would do it.